The Hoosac Wind Project, also known as the Bocky Mountain Wind Farm, could see all 19 standing wind turbines erected by the end of this week, according to spokesman from owner Iberdrola Renewables, Paul Kobelman.
The turbines themselves began arriving and going up earlier this summer in June. So as the turbines have gone up, folks have probably noticed that they go up pretty quickly. When the weather is good, we can put up more than one a day.
The 28.5 megawatt project is being constructed on two ridges in the neighboring towns of Florida and Monroe. Crom Hill, one of the locations, is the highest peak in the Berkshire Hills. The other, Bocky Mountain, is located in the adjacent Taconic Range. The Hoosac Wind Project was finally permitted after a seven-year process, which began in 2003 and ended in 2010. In 2004, when Iberdrola Renewables saw a wetlands permit on the proposed location for the wind farm, local and statewide citizens groups challenged the state-issued wetland permit on violation of the Wetlands Protection Act. Eleanor Tillinghast, executive director of Green Berkshires, an environmental advocacy group that worked with the challengers, explains.
So there were two citizen groups, one from the towns of Florida and Monroe, one statewide, that got together and filed an administrative appeal. And Green Berkshires funded that appeal because it was consistent with our mission on the wetlands. That appeal was in our favor from the magistrate at the administrative law court.
Governor Deval Patrick then used his right to ignore the magistrate's recommendation. Eleanor Tillinghast says the citizens groups then filed an appeal.
Our groups then filed an appeal in Superior Court, lost, and went to the Supreme Judicial Court.
Iberdrola won the case and eventually began construction on access roads and other aspects of the project in 2011. Mike Fernany is a concerned resident who lives on the eastern slope of Crom Hill in Florida, and what he says is about a 10-minute walk to the nearest turbine in the wind farm. He's worried about the impact of the project on the property value of his home and the possibility of what's been called wind turbine syndrome, a name first penned by Dr. Nina Pierpont, referring to the effects of human health caused by low-frequency vibrations from spinning wind turbines, which could include headaches, nausea, vertigo, and depression.
So I'm sitting here in limbo, waiting for my world to be altered, hopefully, you know, not impacted so much that it's going to keep me up at night, and somehow I have woken up a few nights already.
Earlier this year, the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection released a report showing that the Wind 1 industrial turbine in the Cape Cod town of Falmouth produced noise louder than what the state allows. The state then recommended a shutoff of the wind turbine, which was located near a residential area. Also this year, the DEP commissioned an independent scientific panel to study the impact of wind turbines on human health. That panel said that there was insufficient evidence to claim close proximity to wind turbines caused human health problems. The DEP heard comments from the public across the state on the issue. Paul Kopelman, spokesman for Iberdrola, says that the company is dedicated to working with the public on any issues going forward.
I think that's imperative to do early and transparently and as often as possible. I think we've made every effort to be available and accessible and answer any questions as they come up in the process. We've been just really pleased with how supportive the towns and the communities in Monroe and Florida have been.
But Mike Fernany has another opinion.
They are only legal people that they have to, you know, speak with in regard to these things are abutters, and this is a lot more than putting up a fence or a garage.
According to Iberdrola, the 19 1.5 megawatt turbines will produce enough energy to power 6,000 homes in Massachusetts each year. Paul Kopelman also mentioned the combined financial benefit to the towns of Florida and Monroe.
You know, it's roughly $250,000 a year in annual payments made to the towns, which escalate with inflation over time. And so that translates into $6.8 million over the life of the agreements to the towns. In addition, the towns actually host wind turbines on town-owned land, so that will generate approximately $3 million in revenue over the life of the project.
Governor Deval Patrick has set a goal of 2,000 megawatts of wind power to be produced in Massachusetts by the year 2020. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.